Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. A packed show tonight. Plenty of things to talk about and discuss. There will not be a lack of conversation, and there will be many conversations tonight with many guests. So I appreciate you listening to us here on The Good Neighbor. I know that Charlie Kirk and his assassination yesterday is dominating the headlines, and we will get to that coming up here in just a few minutes. But there's no way that I woke up this morning not thinking about what took place 24 years ago today. And, you know, in life, there are always going to be those moments where you remember where you are. Those life-altering moments where you will never forget it. And we talked a while back about back when I was a kid, I want to say it was like seventh grade, and I was in a classroom, and you saw the space shuttle explode. And as a kid, you're looking there, and you're like wondering, what the heck just happened? And your teacher, on that, you know, the day when you have the cart, they wheel the cart into the classroom, and everybody's excited and you're stoked. I remember the teacher turning off the television and wheeling the TV out of the way. And it just got quiet. And that was so long ago, I can't remember what the conversation was in the classroom. But I remember being shocked and stunned, and I'm like, it just exploded. And you knew that there were people that died. There was a teacher that was going up into space. Well, on September 11th of 2001, I remember where I was. I was actually at my mother's school. And I was in her office. And it was right. I didn't see it live. I was seeing a replay of the first aircraft going into the tower. And I saw it like multiple times. And I'm like, how could the pilot be that far off base? Like, what? Not knowing anything about terrorism and it being a terrorist attack, right? That was the furthest thing from my mind. I'm like, I'm like, how horrible that is. But then after that, you see what happened with the second airplane that comes in. And then you know that this is deliberate. This is attack on America. And I remember just being there and just being stunned. And my mother had the television going. And she doesn't always, I don't know why specifically that day she had a monitor set up in her office, but she did. And I was shocked. And I think that that is clearly, number one, that's a day that anybody that was alive at that time is never going to forget.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But I'm still to this day, with all of the awful things that have happened in our world, that one I will never, ever truly be able to get past because it was so out of the realm of like...
It wasn't normal.
Yeah. I'm going to always feel a certain way about today is my point. And when you hear about the people that perished and the stories, and you think about the terrorist attack, how it involved Lower Manhattan, Arlington County, Virginia, the other aircraft with regards to Stony Creek Township in Pennsylvania, and that the targets were the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and the U.S. Capitol, which that wasn't accomplished.
Thankfully.
Because some heroic Americans fought back on that plane.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just something, man, when you think about how many people eventually died between the towers and the aircrafts. Almost 3,000 people. And then you start thinking about the people that were injured, the lives that were altered from everything that happened. They're estimating that in terms of injured, we're talking over 25,000 people. And think about all the people that inhaled the dust.
Well, that's still going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the complications after that. It just, man, I'll never forget it, bro. And that's why, like, when you hear those two words, never forget,
mm-hmm.
that's the first thing I think of.
Oh, absolutely, because we can't forget what happened on September 11, 2001, because it was like a turning point, right? And because I don't want to say we were naive, but like you said, we had never encountered anything like this. And it was on such a drastic scale. It was the Twin Towers in New York. It were these landmarks that you look at the New York skyline and they are as synonymous with New York as anything. And, you know, my buddy Patrick Creighton was actually working. He's from New York. He was actually just a few blocks away from
really?
The towers. Yeah. Oh. When everything was happening. And I think he was in the mortgage business, financial business or something at that time. But it is. It's one of those where not only can I remember where I was at and what I was doing, but I remember who it was that I needed to call. We didn't really have cell phones back at that time. I mean, it's not like you could just text or call somebody. Like, if you had a cell phone, like, that was, you were blessed to have a cell phone.
I think I probably was still trying to figure out how to work an email.
Well, and
you got mail.
Yeah, and that's just it. But it was that, and then it was just kind of the surreal feeling after. And I don't even remember, you know, you see all the stuff with George Bush and Rudy Giuliani at Yankee Stadium. And I don't even remember the time between the attacks and when we started to get back to quote unquote normalcy, because it was all just kind of a surreal haze.
Yeah, it really was. 651-461-9226. It's a day we'll never forget, nor should we, because it altered our lives and it was a tragic day in the history of our country. Coming up next, though, let's talk about a tragedy that occurred yesterday, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. One thing about the Charlie Kirk conversation is that we have to be honest when we talk about Charlie Kirk, the person, and I don't think that we're doing that. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In order for us to, as a country, get better, to come together, we have to take a look in the mirror. We have to acknowledge our faults and what ails us as a country. We will not heal our wounds if we aren't truthful about who we are. Everybody talks about being divided in this country. And you know what? That's a problem. And we all know it's a problem. And I bring this up because Charlie Kirk, at the age of 31, was assassinated yesterday. He should be alive. He should be with his wife. He should be with his children. It's a tragedy that never should have happened. But in the United States of America, gun violence, political violence, happens way too often. There is no place for political violence in our country. And everybody knows this. But I also think that we're on a slippery slope when we're talking about Charlie Kirk. And I also think that we're being disingenuous about him. He was someone that wasn't afraid to speak his mind. He would go into places to debate people, even those that he disliked. But you guys know me. If we're going to tell the story, let's tell the whole story. He was also somebody that promoted hatred. Hate speech helped make him popular. He was a racist. He hated the LGBTQ community. He made anti-Semitic statements about the Jewish community. And you know what? All of those things harm communities. I bring this up because we can't gloss over that. That is part of his legacy. And to me, because we talk about being divided and we're talking about we got to come together, and part of healing is like putting it all out there. When we don't talk about that part and we glorify him as a martyr, which he is not, you know what it does? It hurts all of us. It hurts all of us. No one should be celebrating his death. No one. It's disgusting if you are. And quite frankly, I haven't seen many people celebrating his death. But you know, there's always one or two. There's always going to be a few. But when we can't or aren't accurate about who he was and what he represented, it's insulting to me. It's insulting to me. People are trying to act as though, because none of us are perfect, that there were some very ugly things that he believed in and said. Charlie Kirk once, in referencing and talking about the Second Amendment, talked about how it was worth a few deaths, a few lives, to have those rights.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational.
I don't agree with that. And before we go any further, there are a lot of things, the majority of things that he stated or believed in and talked about, I didn't believe or agree with him on. Doesn't mean that you assassinate anyone. Doesn't mean that you kill someone. We all know that. This one I found kind of odd about the word empathy, of which when I was a little kid, when I was a little kid, you know, you say, do unto others as you would like for them to do unto you. He didn't like the word empathy.
I can't stand the word empathy, actually. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term that does a lot of damage. But
how was being empathetic damaging to anyone? He was very, very vocal about DEI. This is Charlie Kirk, and this is extremely disturbing.
I live like a capitalist every single day, Cenk. I live as a capitalist, okay?
Hey.
I live what I believe.
No.
What do? I get charity every single year.
Crime, like, I'm sorry, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Because of DEI, it begs the question, when you see a black pilot, you wonder, you say, I hope they are qualified. If I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence, or is she there because of affirmative action? Almost creates thought patterns that are not necessarily. No one really cares when it's HR managers. No one cared when it was, you know, just kind of paper shufflers or even engineers. But now when it's like, wait, hold on a second. You're going to remove my appendix and you're a black lesbian.
All right. And apologies there. I thought you might have, we're going to edit that at the beginning. But yes, you heard it correctly, though. Unedited. That was a racial slur towards an Asian man in the audience at a Turning Point conversation at a conference on the stage. He used a racial slur at a man and got up and walked towards the man. his attitudes towards those that are in the gay and lesbian community. Unacceptable. With regards to being gay is some sort of error?
Yeah, and so it's very simple. So how do you love somebody? You love them so much to correct their error.
Yeah.
And so let's just, you know, take the pride conversation out because people think it's an identification. Well, it's not. It's just sexual behavior. But it's if you meet an alcoholic or you meet a drug addict, do you affirm their struggle? No. You say you're better than this. Let's get you free from that. Let's get you free from that activity.
And the last one, just his thoughts and his feelings towards black women, pretty darn racist to me.
And Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson were affirmative action picks, we would have been called the racist. But now they're coming out and they're saying it for us. They're coming out and they're saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You had to go steal a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously.
So let's be clear about this. This man's life was worth something. His life was valuable. He should be here with his family. His life mattered. His life mattered. Why did his life matter? Because he's a human being. He's a child of God. But I think that we also need to tell more of the story. And we're not going to play the game of normalizing hate speech in the way that people are trying to normalize hate speech. You know, one of the talking points about Charlie Kirk is his faith and about church and God and his family. I saw an interesting commentary from a pastor that I want to read here. Yesterday, I saw a man executed on video. In my opinion, he was not a kind man. His last words weren't charitable, and the event where he met his death are absolutely concerning for me. While there are videos of him online articulating Christian doctrine and expressing belief in some of the core tenets of the Christian faith, this man's footprint online is significantly much more filled with clips of him berating people, saying harmful things about people, and encouraging politics and ideas that harm the very kinds of people that Jesus most often defended, protected, and elevated. The least of these is what Matthew 25 calls these people Jesus prioritized. Yesterday, I saw a man executed on video, and his death has highlighted an incredible rift in the Christian church and raises again a fundamental question. What does it mean to follow Jesus? What even is a Christian? There are those who call themselves Christians who have no issue with the troubling things this man said and what he gave his life to. In fact, if you take his more controversial statements, the harsher statements, the ones that I'm fully convinced do not reflect the heart of Jesus, there are Christians and Christian organizations that see these statements and say this man was in some way defending the faith. At that point, it becomes necessary for somebody to articulate which faith it was that he was defending. And they would go on more with their commentary. But this is, we are living in a very troubling time to think that what occurred to Charlie Kirk could even happen. But it happens in politics. It's happening with our country becoming more violent. And we shouldn't ever poo-poo it. There was a school shooting yesterday in Colorado that's not getting as much talked about. But with all of these things, when we start talking about people and stories and all that stuff. Let's tell the entire story. We cannot get into this mode of we're going to pick and choose, and then we're going to, well, now's not the time to talk about legacy. When is the time? It's part of the story. An outstanding guest. He joins us all the time. Regular contributor, Steve Silt, sports and entertainment lawyer. He joins us in studio. Probably get his take on Charlie Kirk as well as some other items. He joins us next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And I should probably amend that because we talked to Steve about everything, not just sports and entertainment law, but just politics, everything.
Last week was gossip?
A couple weeks ago.
Yes, yeah. A couple weeks ago was gossip. That was fun.
Because you went to Florida like a week or two ago, right?
We did. New York and Florida, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, awesome. Welcome back in studio, man. Look, it's been a lot. It's September 11th.
It is. It's a heavy day normally.
It's even more heavier with everything with regards to Charlie Kirk and him being assassinated yesterday. You heard my last segment.
Yep.
We're gonna talk some sports stuff on the back end, but let's talk about Kirk first because I think you have some interesting perspective on him and what took place and just your reaction to all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the despicable nature, and I would disagree. And I agree, you know, I would disagree with Charlie Kirk on every clip there was. In fact, I would disagree with Charlie Kirk probably 95% of the time. Where I would disagree with you particularly is I do think it's too soon to really analyze his positions. I think time it takes time to analyze somebody's policies and positions, sometimes decades. I think in the end of the day, most of them are going to be turned out to be somewhat antiquated. I do think the legacy of Charlie Kirk is going to be different. And I think what people are celebrating today, everybody from, you know, the president who actually wrote a fairly metered tweet to Ezra Klein, who's, you know, is about as left as possible, is his advancement of dialogue. Because listening to your last segment, to me, the most thing that resonated with me is that we need to heal as a nation, right? We need to come together.
Which
as
I
a
preach
nation.
All the time.
And the only way to do that is to talk, right? Like, and to dialogue with people you disagree with. Not to dialogue with people you agree with, but to get into debates at times, and sometimes heated debates, with people that you have fundamental disagreements as far as policies. Sometimes you come from incredibly different backgrounds and have entirely different life experiences. As my friend Van Jones says, debating with people who are watching the same sequence but a different movie. And I think he was excellent at that. I think his ability to come onto college campuses and to engage in people who fundamentally disagreed with him and to always keep what was unique about him, and this is different than Ben Shapiro, who just wanted to humiliate the people he was debating with. For the most part, Charlie Kirk tried to engage in a civil matter with people who were fundamentally came in really believing bad things about him.
But this is where I'm going to fundamentally disagree with you.
Okay.
In that, because I give him credit for going into places and debating and having conversations, even when he's disliked, all that stuff. But how can we sit here and we evaluate debates and try to make it seem as though like the thought about elevating the society in conversation is a good thing when he goes into conversations dehumanizing people? Well, that's unacceptable.
A lot of his language was dehumanizing, and a lot of it is probably because he's seen a very different movie. He's seen a movie from his perspective in a way, right, that is fundamentally different than ours. And the other thing that I appreciated that he did was he spoke to white males on campuses who, for the most part, were ignored, right? You know, if you look at the Democratic Party platform, which I am a committed member of the Democratic Party, they address different demographics. Essentially, I think Scott Galloway, who again is no conservative, Scott Galloway from professor at Stern College in NYU, a great podcaster, anyone who's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. He talks about this because he talks specifically about the problem with young boys and the crisis that involves them. He's like, Democratic Party addresses the issues of every single demographic group but white males, which essentially just leaves them out of the dialogue. I mean, forget that maybe they don't need the help that other demographics need. Mm-hmm. They still need to be addressed. I mean, as a political basis, you should be addressing 100% of the populace. And Charlie Kirk did speak to that populace. Part of the reason why I listened to Charlie Kirk is I have a son who was a part of that sphere of the Joe Rogans and of the Charlie Kirks. Thank God not Andrew Tate. But so I had to listen to those, and because I knew that they were in his ear, and they did engage him, and they did bring people back into politics that otherwise would have essentially been uninterested.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't believe that. I don't get caught up in all this, like, we're going to talk later about legacy and all that stuff, whatever, because when we start talking about people and how complex their lives are and we start talking about their faults and the positives, listen to this for a second. This is a woman by the name of Stacey Patton, and she is she's a professor at university. Quote, "I am on Charlie Kirk's hit list," she had written. "His so-called professor watch list, run under the umbrella of Turning Point USA, is nothing more than a digital hit list for academics who dare to speak truth to power. I landed there in 2024 after writing commentary that inflamed the MAGA faithful. And once my name went up, the harassment machine roared to life. For weeks, my inbox and voicemail were deluged. Mostly white men spat venom through the phone. calling her the B word, the C word, the N word. They threaten all manner of violence, she continued. They overwhelmed the university's PR lines and the president's office with calls demanding that I be fired. The flood was so relentless that the head of campus security reached out to offer me an escort because they feared one of these keyboard soldiers might step out of his basement and come do me harm. And I am not unique. Kirk's watch list has terrorized legions of professors across this country, women, black faculty, queer scholars, basically anyone who challenged white supremacy, gun culture, or Christian nationalism suddenly found themselves targets of coordinated abuse. I bring this all up because I think that that matters. These are people that have to still breathe, eat, live their lives, and they have been under attack by people like, and I'm not just saying this is just a Charlie Kirk issue. This is just a world issue.
That is woke entitlement. It personified, that email is. Think
how
about
is it, how
because
is it
I'll explain to you, because she's complaining about making statements in an attempt to influence people and having those words used against her to someone who essentially put himself in the same box, right? Why should anyone who puts
you don't
them,
know what she said.
I don't need to know what she says. If she says anything that essentially is trying to persuade, whether you do it on the radio, a podcast, politically, in a classroom, and that is provocative and attempted to persuade, and people disagree with that, right? That is,
it doesn't give white men
100%.
Then that's what we're talking to. That's what we're talking about.
No, what we're saying.
No, that's not woke anything. That's no. That a white man is not entitled to attack a black woman
100%.
And send a legion of people towards her.
I didn't know what the race of that individual was. But if somebody says something provocative, whether it's Charlie Kirk, you don't think Charlie Kirk received hate mail?
Do you think? And he shouldn't receive hate mail.
Well,
that's
sure,
the point.
No, I'm fine with that. What he shouldn't do is be assassinated.
Of
right?
course.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that do you think that because she has the same way that he should not be assassinated or assaulted or even touched, nobody should even be attacking him for his views and his opinions?
Well,
he should be able to say.
Of course I'm going
to. He should not be able to. But hold on. He used his popularity to attack someone.
I disagree that Charlie Kirk shouldn't be attacked for his views. If Charlie Kirk was alive today and you and I had a segment on him, I would be attacking him on 95% of his views because his views are up for attack.
No, because
that is what the dialogue is. This woman's views, whoever she is,
are
up for attack.
You're missing my point. My point is not about a person attacking someone or going against what you believe or you say. We are talking about threats of violence physically.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
But
I'm not talking about.
People
don't like me. The text line gets upset about me all the time. I don't have an issue with that. I'm speaking my truth to power. What I'm saying is it is unacceptable for Henry Lake to use this microphone to talk and try to attack people, like have my minions go after people.
If you show me a place where Charlie Kirk called people to violence against anybody, that's different.
Yeah.
That is the cross of the Rubicon. If Charlie Kirk put a list together to say this professor is bad.
And that's what she's claiming.
Okay. No, what she's claiming is that her views have been attacked and that there's been emails that have been sent to her administration and calls for her resignation. I mean, you say provocative things, that exposes that too.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? If Charlie Kirk, and I'm not aware of this, though he said a lot of things, right?
He
you heard those clips. He walked a line, right? And you know, he also, you know, we were talking about this a little before, he also was both an activist and a politician. So
the
work he did essentially trying to promote his political candidates he supported, I think, you know, he said some really very difficult things, particularly in support of Trump, which we could get into. But
Trying to spin hate speech into just some freedom of speech conversation is ridiculous in this country.
But there's a fine line between a call to violence. And if he did that, and if he sent his minions, his Turning Point minions, to say you should assault her or you should blockade her classroom, right? I would say that is beyond inappropriate, and we should discuss that. But if he said this professor is stating views, and here are her views, right, and these views are despicable, right, and these views are wrong, and puts that on a website.
That's fair game.
Yeah, but that's what she's complaining about, I think.
No,
Henry.
No, I just read it. She said that that people were threatening physical violence to her, and the actual college had to step in and like give her actual security. That shouldn't happen for anybody. That shouldn't happen for Charlie Kirk. It shouldn't happen for anybody.
Most major politicians have security. Charlie Kirk had a security detail with him. Obviously not.
No, what I'm saying he shouldn't be threatened is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all agree with that, right? And the actions of people who are supporting candidates can be very scary. I mean, we look at January 6th and in some respects, I would say that, you know, there was a call to violence on January 6th by our then president, our current president. But I'm not aware of Charlie Kirk doing that. I'm just not. I'm aware of him, you know, and here's what I would say. Listen, I was a liberal activist on campus, but I was also a liberal activist that engaged with a lot of conservative students. Being a conservative, you raise your hand on campus, and this was 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? And you speak your mind. You were subject to ridicule by the professor and harassment by the students, right? I mean, that was a fact, right? I saw it happen, and it still happens on campus, right? I mean, the conservatives, for the most part, don't speak. Charlie Kirk did give them a voice, right? And I think conservatives should have a voice on campus, right?
No question.
Right? I mean, I don't think it's healthy to have a campus that only has one view. I don't think it's healthy for a country that only has one view, right? I mean, you gain consensus over time and over hard fights. And I think Charlie Kirk advanced the discussion, even though I disagreed with him. It was amazing, you know, when Paul Wellstone died, you know, most of the biggest accolades came from his biggest opponents, who said, listen, I disagreed with him, but I supported his speaking out against the powerless. There's similarities here.
Hey, real quick, let's take a break, come back. I want to ask you a couple of things. I want to ask you, how do we lower the temperature in the country politically? And then I do have one sports item to throw at you. That was Stephen Silton coming up next year on the Lake Show.
Okay.
It got heated on the Lake Show. Henry Lake going at Stephen Silton. Stephen Silton going at Henry Lake.
There was hugs during the break, though.
Oh, no, we love each other.
Yeah.
We really, like, we go way back. Just don't be pitting Jacob Fry against me. Don't be doing that.
Oh, man. We're going to make that happen. We're going to put Jacob Fry's another one who will go. I mean, you will not be a hostile environment, but Jacob's is very good in a hostile environment.
All right, so we only got 5 minutes left. Real quickly, in 60 seconds, how do we, like, lower the temperature? I said last night that the number one person that needs to be, because they're in the position to do it, is President Donald Trump. He's incapable of doing that.
Yes. He's a part of the problem. I have a couple suggestions, right? Number one is get out of your echo chamber and read media that disagrees with you. If you're a conservative, find liberal media. If you're a liberal, find conservative media. Sometimes it's hard because it continues to shift. And understand what the movie is other people are watching. And also is engage with people that disagree with you in productive ways and ask questions, right? More so than make statements.
We agree on a lot of things, but we disagree on some things. And we even disagreed in the last segment. Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
And you need to surround yourself, in my opinion, with people who have different political opinions. As I often say, I live in a house that Republicans built. 80%+ of my clients are Republicans. Business owners tend to be lower tax, lower regulations. I don't hide my politics, and I don't shy away from expressing them to them, because they're going to figure it out eventually. Right? If they're not going to like me because of that, they're going to figure it out. And I think it leads to better understanding of where we each come from.
All right, real quickly, a headline with regards to NCAA. 13 NCAA players, 6 schools involved in gambling schemes. I bring this up because we know that we walk a fine line with sports and gambling. And I feel like we are on the verge of a major scandal in the NCAA with regards to sports wagering.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, am I overstating it?
you and I have been talking about this for as long as I've been on. You're not overstating it. I mean, when you have all of these partnerships with FanDuel and DraftKings and ESPN Bets with, you know, with all of these sports, and you've got all these prop bets, even going down now to the collegiate level, I mean, there's no question every single player is looking at their prop bets on themselves and talking about it. Even if they're not betting on it, they're interested. How many catches do they think I'm going to get? And to ask them, oh, you can't participate in this is bizarre. And it's really complicated. And, you know, just like the colleges have gone with this, you know, the NIL work, they've done this without a plan. And it's going to blow up. None of this is surprising. I haven't read the story yet, but I could probably write it.
I love to make a wager every now and then. I'm scared that that we're going to have a major scandal here in the next year.
Well, yeah.
Like we've already had it with the NBA and Jontay Porter and all that stuff.
The fake one with Malik Beasley. I mean, listen.
He's not out of the woods yet.
I used to say that I don't bet on sports. I started doing work and then I quit my fantasy sports leagues. I've kind of slipped in the sense that it's so interesting to bet on games that you're not truly invested in, right? I'm not going to bet on the Vikings game, but if it's a Sunday late game and you can make all these unique bets and you can make these weird prop bets and you can bet $5 and win 80, and it's they're so compelling the way they do it, and it actually does improve sports, but they haven't got their arms around how this is going to impact the players. They're not minimizing, like, you've got all these, you know, every week there's a story about somebody making some crazy bet and then they win. And then, of course, they're like, well, you know, there had to be some type of collusion, right? And I mean, it's so bizarre, and it's going to play out. It's going to be interesting for you and I to talk about it over the upcoming years.
All right. So we're going to talk to Matthew Crowley here at the top of the hour. We're going to talk some Minnesota Vikings football. Who wins this weekend?
The Vikings win. I was there on Monday. I am an absolute believer. I sat there.
Oh,
for,
that's right. Big Kevin Warren guy.
Yeah, I had to go see Kevin. Had to go see Mika Morris.
Yes.
Right. So David Fema now is doing catering at Soldier Field. Yep. So all my people.
The Minnesota influence.
Minnesota's invaded. It's kind of like when all the Minnesotans were playing and winning for the Blackhawks. Just it's I am a true believer. I will tell you that I knew something shifted when he threw that, you know, that pick six, that was the worst pass you could make, and something shifted in his head. He's like, you know what, I'm just going to get out there and play football. And he's going to come out on Sunday, and he's going to have a really good time.
All right, I'll say this real quick, because only got about 20, 25, 30 seconds left. I don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. I do believe that we win, and I think that we're just a better team than Atlanta. But JJ, this is the thing about JJ. I just think he's a gamer.
Yeah.
I just think he's a gamer. Like, I think he's that guy. He's got that swagger. He's got that belief.
I was hearing about that from Lester Bagley and Martin Nance, and you got to see it to believe it. I saw it on Monday. I am now a believer. I've been disappointed as a Vikings fan before, but you know what? This might be different.
Great stuff with Stephen Silton. Check out the podcast if you missed any of it.
Awesome.
We talk Viking football with Purple Insider Matthew Crowley next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.